Good morning.
早上好.
I'm glad we can worship together on this last Sunday of the year.
我很高兴我们能够在今年的最后一个主日，我们能够一起来在这里敬拜神.
My hope is that we focus on Jesus and who He is.
今天我们需要希望大家一直能够我们的集中力能够再放在主耶稣他到底是谁.
So that when we worship Him, we are not worshiping an image we have of Him, but the true Christ.
所以当我们在敬拜的时候，我们不只是好像是我们脑子里面想象出来一个形象而已，而是靠着真敬拜，我们真正认识他。That
it is good that we have Christmas to remind us.
我们非常好的是刚刚才过了这个圣诞节，是给我们一个很好的提醒。And
to realize that He has blessed us this year.
我们也知道他确确实实是在这里。And
although we don't know what's going to happen next year, He knows.
因为我们虽然不知道。 明年会怎么样,
so let us, based on who Christ is, trust in Him.
所以让我们一起来看, 到底这位, 耶稣是谁, 让我们来真正的相信他。
It says here in Matthew chapter 1, And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
是在马太里面是这样, 说到, 他将要生一个儿子, 你要给他起名, 叫耶稣, 因他要将自己的百姓,
Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew word Joshua, which means the Lord is our salvation.
这个耶稣这个称呼呢，它是一个希腊文，但呢，它是和希伯来文里面的约书亚呢，它是同样的一个字，它的意思就是拯救的主。
There are two persons in the Old Testament who were types of Christ.
所以在旧约里面，想讲到了，有两个人，他是很可以代表这个耶稣的。
Joshua, the son of Nun, who led Israel after Moses died.
所以有一个是约书亚，他是嫩的儿子，他是在摩西去世之后，他继续带领以色列人过这个约旦河的。
Another Joshua in the Old Testament is the high priest that was mentioned in Zechariah chapter 6.
另外一个是在撒迦利亚书第六章里面提到的一个，也是约书亚。There
it says, Then take silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest.
所以在这里取这金银做冠冕戴在约沙塔的儿子大祭司约书亚的头上。Joshua's
original name was Hosea.
所以约书亚他的原名叫做何西亚。But
Moses called him Jehoshua in Numbers chapter 13.
但是呢，摩西在喊约书亚的时候，喊何西亚的时候，是在民数记十三章的时候喊了他，从何西亚改成了约书亚。
There it says, These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua, which means Joshua.
所以在这个民数记十三章十六节是这样说到，这就是摩西打发窥探那地之人的名字，摩西就称嫩的儿子何西押为约书亚。Now
there are a lot of Joshuas that we know, but very few people name their children Jesus except for In Hispanic culture, they call him Jesus.
另外一个是叫西班牙话里面喊他是叫做，也是耶稣，也是讲耶稣的意思啊。But
Joshua and Jesus are the same name.
所以这两个名字就约书亚和耶稣，它是一个意思。God
revealed through Moses that the Messiah is actually Jehovah God Himself.
因为实际上神在 向摩西显现的时候，已经向他告诉他，这个约书亚，这个耶和华就是耶稣亚就是那个神耶和华他自己。So
this is reflected when Moses added the prefix to Joshua's original name and made it Jehoshua.
这是为什么摩西在这个称这个何西亚就约书亚，把他名字何西亚改成了约书亚，就加前面加了。 就耶和华耶和华那几个字母四个字母加在前面，就成了约书亚。So
a prophet reveals God, speaks for God to communicate the things that God wants to tell us.
所以作为一个先知，作为先知来讲，他是要将神的话带给 他的神要向他说话的人，所以他是替神讲话，他要说神的话。
Therefore, a prophet's message cannot come from himself, but it must come from God.
所以这个先知他所讲的话不是出自他自己，一定要是出自神的。
Jesus said himself, "My message is not my own; it comes from God who sent me."
因为耶稣他也说，他说我所讲的不是我的，乃是那差我来者的。
That is why one of the offices of Jesus on earth is as a prophet of God.
所以这就是为什么说这个耶稣他也是先知。
He performed the functions of a prophet while on earth.
所以他在地上就是做了，也做了个先知的这个职分。
He also fulfilled the duties of a priest.
他虽然做了先知的职分，他仍然也做了在地上也做了一个祭司的职分。
The priests of the Old Testament mediated and interceded for people.
所以这个祭司在旧约里面，特别是他是一个角色，是在神人和神中间的这个一个做一个中保的。For
there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
所以因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督，耶稣基督。Christ
is our mediator, the go-between or the link between God and man, even today.
所以虽然我们主耶稣他做祭司，他一直到现在仍然是这样做中保。But
the sacrifice that Christ offered does not have to be repeated anymore.
但是我们主耶稣他所献上的这个祭，不需要一次一次继续献上的，不是像在旧约的时候祭司所献的祭。Because
he offered himself and he purchased eternal redemption for us.
因为我们的主耶稣他把他自己献上，成为了永远的祭。
While Jesus was on earth, he was humbled and he was despised, he was tortured and killed.
因为主耶稣他在世上的时候是不被人看起，被人藐视，而且被人鞭打，以至于死。Yet
in spite of that circumstance, he was able to accomplish God's work of redemption.
也是因为这一切，主耶稣在地上所经历的。
Now that Jesus is alive again, triumphant and exalted, how much more secure are we in his hand?
如今主耶稣他复活了，而且坐在天上，我们有了主耶稣作为中保的话，这是最最好的一个中保。So
I don't know about you, but I am amazed that the Bible tells us that he continues to intercede for us today.
我不知道你们是怎么想，但是我从圣经里面是确确实实相信，知道。
He says, always, continuing.
他一直而且继续的。
Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
因为凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
When you and I sin, it should be a comfort to know that Jesus is interceding for us.
因为你知道，虽然你我都是罪人，但你们知道是主耶稣在我们中间，我们和神中间是做了这样的中保。So
this is not just a figure of speech; it is literal.
因为这个东西并不是讲的，好像是一个像那表面上的一些东西，好像，但实际上是确确实实、实实在在的。
Why do we need an interceder? Because Satan is still doing his work of accusing us, just as he did with Job.
为什么我们需要这样的中保如今还需要？因为撒旦他是一个指控者，他是一个指控者，就像他当时对待约伯一样。So
we still need someone to intercede for us.
所以我们确确实需要有这样的中保。Therefore,
Christ perfectly filled his role as prophet and priest.
所以我们的主耶稣，他做了一个非常完全的一个角色，是一个先知，而且又是一个祭司。In
Romans 8 it says, "Who is he who condemns? Who is able to condemn us now that we have Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us today?"
所以为什么在罗马书第八章里面特别这样提到，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了。 而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。The
Old Testament priests offered sacrifices for the people.
因为在旧约的时代，祭司们他们献上为他的百姓献上的祭物。They
foreshadowed our great high priest who offered himself as the sacrifice.
所以他们实际上是一个预示的预告的一个将来这位真正的主耶稣他要将他自己献上。
In those days, prophets and priests stood between God and people.
因为我们知道那个时候，先知也好，祭司也好，他都是站在神和人中间。
The prophet delivered the word from God from up to down.
因为先知的话，他是从上面接下来神的话语，然后传到下面去。
But the priest delivered the sacrifices of people from down to up.
做祭司的呢，他是献祭物，是从由下往上。
Christ is the prophet who delivered the word of God to us because he is the word of God.
所以主耶稣基督他是先知，他是来传讲神的话语，因为他自己就是神的话。
And Christ also delivered as the priest his own sacrifice, his own life on our behalf.
所以主耶稣他又是祭司，而且他是献上的祭物，是以他自己来作为祭物献上，为我们而献上。
That's what makes Jesus a perfect priest.
这就是为什么主耶稣是一个最最完全的、完美的一个祭司。
What about the office of a king?
那我们如果讲到这个作为王的角色的话，
The king is someone who has authority to rule over people and nations.
如果我们讲到王的话，君王的话， 他是有权力权柄来治理这个国家或者治理工作的。
From the time he was an infant, Jesus was called the king of the Jews by the Magi.
所以当 主耶稣还是在婴孩的时候，他已经有东方的博士，称他们是君王。
And then at the very end of the Bible, the last book, it says, Then I saw heaven open, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war.
所以在圣经的最后一本书，也就是启示录19章，有这样说道：我观看，见天开了，有一匹白马骑在马上的。 称为诚实、真实、诚信、真实，他审判征战都按着公义。This
is the imagery of a perfect king.
这也就是我们一个真正的一个君王的他的形象。Faithful
and true.
因为是诚信和真实。Also
a judge.
他仍然是做审判的。Also
waging war against evil.
他是审判，而且审判的征战，按着公义来。
You know that Christ spoke very few words about his position while he was on earth. That was direct.
所以主耶稣他在地上的时候，他并没有直接讲到他的职分。
But when he did speak about it, there was no doubt.
但是他确实等他说的时候，没有人有任何的疑惑。
As it says in Matthew 27, Now Jesus stood before the governor, Pilate, and the governor asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? So Jesus said to him, It is as you say.
所以当在马太福音里面特别记载到，当这个比拉多就巡抚面前在问他的时候，这样说道：耶稣站在巡抚面前，巡抚问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”At
Christmas, remember not only the historical fact of Jesus' birth.
所以让我们大家一起知道，圣诞节并不是只是表明了一个事实，就是这位君王来到世上。It's
also about the purpose and the reason he came.
因为特别要讲到他的来到的目的是什么
，What he did and how he did it，
因为他做了什么事，他是怎样完成了这些事。
That's why I studied this part of his life about being prophet, priest, and king。
所以这就是为什么我们今天在这里一起要学的，他是先知、祭司，也是君王。
Because I think to be able to worship in truth, you have to know who it is that you worship and what he is。
所以我们真正的在这里讲，我们要以真理。 真实来敬拜神的话，我们要真正知道他是谁。He
did the will of God in Luke chapter 22.
因为在路加22章里面讲到，主耶稣他完全按照神的旨意。He
revealed the Father perfectly.
他将父神向众人显现出来，显示出来。Because
he was able to say, If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
因为他讲了，他说你见了我，就是见了父。
And he definitely said he only spoke what God told him to speak.
而且他直接也说了，他说我说的话都是从神那里来。So
it's the same as any other relationship we have on earth, isn't it?
所以这就是一个什么样的在地上的一个关系，我们所知道。How
many teenagers think that they love someone but they don't even know that person?
所以我们大家作为很多十几岁的孩子们说，如果你说你爱这个人，但是你如果不确确实实知道他、认识他。
I think you love yourself, not the person you think you love.
所以如果是这样的话, 你可能真正的爱的是你自己, 并不是你讲的那个人你需要爱他的人。
Because that person fulfills a need in you.
因为那个人有可能是能满足你的自己的需要。
When they turn out not to fulfill that need, then you say, this is probably not the one for me.
所以如果当他不能, 啊, 满足你的需要的时候, 你可能会说, 啊, 这个人不是我所想要爱的。
Is it loving Jesus if you don't know him?
如果你说爱耶稣的话, 你如果不认识他, 不知道他的,
so it helped me this week as I thought about Jesus as prophet, priest, and king.
所以, 那个确实听, 这个帮助了我, 如果我认识到主耶稣他是先知祭司和君王。
Now let us think a little bit about the miracles that Jesus did on earth.
如果下面我们再来, 回忆一下主耶稣他所, 所在地上所行的这些, 那个神迹的时候。
They signify Christ's compassion, power, and authority.
因为他们在这里他的, 耶稣所行的神迹是要表明他们表明了基督的同情心, 威力和权柄。
They confirm his identity as the Messiah.
他们, 证实他以赛亚的身份, 就是讲这些神迹。
He spoke the word of God.
因为他在这里讲了神的话。
He was the perfect priest to offer himself.
他而且是一个, 祭司, 完全的祭司, 而且, 将自己献上。
And the Bible says his name has been raised above all names because he is the King of Kings.
因为圣经里面讲了, 他的名是超过万, 万民之名。
Miracles are not natural occurrences, right?
我们知道, 如果讲到神迹的话, 并不是说自然现象里面会发生的一种情况。
They are not only supernatural.
他们是超, 不但是超自然的,
they are supernatural.
而且是, 是超自然的,
是超自然的。 Yes, super supernatural. They reveal the way things should be, not the way things are.
他们需要表明显明的是说, 应该是真正这样的发生的事情。
Jesus' miracles show us how God intended the world to be.
所以耶稣在这里, 神的行迹, 他是想告诉我们, 神, 他创造整个世界, 我们人, 他的真正的目的。
God created the world that was supposed to be without sickness and without death.
因为神他所创造的美满的世界是应该是没有疾病和死亡的。
So when Jesus raised the dead, he's showing us that that's the way things should have been if we didn't sin.
主耶稣他的复活实际上是告诉我们，我们人，这是我们人所应该所有的，如果我们没有罪的话。
When Jesus healed the sick, he said that God did not design for us to have sickness on earth.
当我们有生病的时候，实际上是说神他并没有设计在这地上要有疾病。
It is the way God intended it at the beginning.
因为这个是神最初的, 心意。
He revealed to us who Jesus is, the miracles he did.
因为他想通过这些, 神迹真是显示告诉我们主耶稣他是谁。
Let me ask you to think about this question.
所以我想请大家一起, 思考一下。
Who is the best communicator that you know?
所以你知道谁是一个最最能够在这里, 作为沟通的一个人。
To you, to individually, who you consider the best communicator?
如果我们在座的大家认为, 谁是一个真正的, 能够比较好的一个, 能够做交通的人吧。
I'm sure they don't think it's us, right?
Okay. 能够传讲信息交通的。
But it's the person when he speaks goes right into your heart and he understands you and communicates with you on a deep level.
如果这个, 真正的能够在这里, 做交通教导的话, 他是一个话, 能够打动到你的心里面去的。
And I want you to think who is the most loving person you know.
所以你自己在这想谁是一个最最可爱的人。
你所知道的当中, the most loving, the one that loves you the most.
谁是最, 谁是最最爱你的人,
that is always faithful to you and always encourages you.
所以他总是, 对你很忠, 忠诚, 而且他总是鼓励你。
And who's the most powerful person you know?
谁是有最最, 有, 有, 能力的人, 最最有能力的人。
So the best communicator, the most loving, and the most powerful.
所以, 最最好的, 做教导的。 最最好的, 就那个, 爱, 爱的, 对吧? 最最爱你的,
and then the most powerful.
最最有能力的,
someone you can turn to anytime because he is strong and he has authority, or she.
有的人可能在你的当中有, 有这样的, 有部分, 有这一部分,
if you really took a few seconds to think about my question,
如果你真的花一点点时间来想想我刚才在这里提到的问题,
I think you will see that you don't find these three qualities in the same one person, right?
所以你可能会知道没有这三个特征或者那个角色能够发生在同一个人的身上。
You may know a great communicator who's not very loving.
所以你可以知道可能有个很好的教师但他并不是那么爱你。
You may know someone who's loving but has no strength or power.
但有人可能是非常的爱你但他没有很大的能力。
The reason I ask you to think about this is because Jesus has all of these three.
为什么我们在这里讲这些呢？因为主耶稣只有他这三样都有，
communicator, power, and love.
所以在这里他能够做教导，而且是爱的，而且是有权柄的，有权力。
Christ is the only person who embodied all of these characteristics.
所以只有主耶稣他完全拥有了这三个方面。
Jesus was on the way with his disciples to the other side of the lake.
所以当主耶稣在带门徒要过到河的另外一边去的时候，
Wind and waves were about to sink their boat.
所以那个风很大，风浪很大，几乎要翻船。
But Jesus spoke and calmed the storm.
但是主耶稣他叫风，斥责风，风就停了。
Now you know that many prophets came before Jesus.
但是我们也知道，在耶稣之前有许许多多的先知来到这个世上。
But which prophet's words had power over nature?
所以到底有哪一位他的先知他所讲的话能够止住这个大自然呢？
That they say even the wind and the waves obey him.
所以这些门徒们都看见说，甚至这个风和浪都听他的。
Jesus Christ's miracles confirm his position as God's perfect prophet.
所以只有主耶稣这些他所行的神迹能够再次证明他是这位先知。
His miracles also confirm his position as priest.
而且这些神迹也证明了他是一个祭司。
Remember the paralytic that was brought to him by the four friends through the roof?
还记得不记得有一个摊子是由他的四位朋友 把它从屋顶上面把它降下来。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣在说什么呢？
He says that it is easier He explained that forgiving someone of sin is a greater deed than healing someone.
主耶稣在这里讲的是说一个要赦免一个人的罪是超过是难的就比治医治一个他的疾病要难得多。
Actually, healing is easier than forgiving someone because Jesus is the perfect priest who can forgive.
因为他知道对主耶稣来讲，只有他是能够赦免罪。So
therefore, when Christ healed that paralytic, he was performing his role as a priest.
所以当主耶稣在这里医治到这个人的时候，实际上他已经做了祭司，他是赦免。
For many priests came before Jesus, but no one had the right to forgive sins.
所以真正在主耶稣之前确实有一些祭司，但是没有一个像耶稣一样能够真正的赦免罪的。Now
we come to the third office of Jesus as king.
所以我们下面我们就来到第三个主耶稣的第三个职分。Christ's
miracles also confirmed that he was king.
所以主耶稣所行的这些神迹也再次表明他是王。Jesus
was teaching in the synagogue and the demon-possessed man came and Jesus drove the demon out with one word.
所以当主耶稣在这个圣殿，就是那个圣殿了，在他们那个犹太人的圣殿里面来讲的时候，是有复鬼的人进来的时候，主耶稣撤职那鬼，那就鬼就出去了。
Be quiet and leave.
所以耶稣讲的是安静离开。Because
Christ's authority was greater than all authorities.
我们知道真正的这个主耶稣他的权柄是大过一切其他的权柄。Therefore
his miracles also confirm that he is our king.
所以他所行的这些神迹也再次表明他就是那君王。A
thousand times in history a baby has become a king to rule a nation. Only once in history has a king become a baby to save all nations.
所以下面我们再来看这一段，在历史上有千百次 一个婴儿成为一个国王统治的一个国家，历史上只有一次，一个国王成为一个婴儿来拯救所有的国家。I
need to be reminded.
所以我呢，是在这里再次提醒大家，包括提醒自己。I
don't seem to remember this all the time.
我有的时候并不是常常真正认识到像这里所讲的。
If there's no Christmas, I probably won't even think about it.
如果没有圣诞节的话，我可能根本就不会想到这些。
I get overwhelmed by all the problems in life.
但是我们常常就被我们生活当中所有的难处所完全包围住了。
I leave out the greatest source of strength and power for myself.
所以我们常常和这个真正的有权能有权柄的常常是脱节的。
These are truths that we can live by.
但这些讲的是真正的是一个真理，我们是要靠着真理而活的。
They say wise men are still seeking Jesus today, not only back then.
所以我们知道，有智慧的人现在仍然在寻找耶稣。
Christ is the eternal King.
我们知道主耶稣他是一个永远的君王。
And behold, it says in Luke chapter 1, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
这是在路加的第一章31节到33节。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他。他要做雅各家的主，直到永远。 他的国也没有穷尽。
I did a search on my computer.
我在用我的电脑做一些研究调查的工作。
The kingdom of God occurs more than 60 times in all the translations of the English Bible. More than 60 times just in the New Testament.
所以讲到神的国的时候，只在新约里面就提到至少60次。
Now I ask you, can there be a kingdom without a king?
所以我们在这里想到，如果是讲到一个王国的话，没有王的话。 还叫王国吗?
Who is the king of this kingdom?
所以谁是这个王，是这个国度的王呢?
Our Lord Jesus.
那么也就是我们主耶稣基督。
So God had promised in many different places that he would provide us with the Messiah who embodies prophet, priest, and king.
所以神实际上在很多地方已经向我们再次的显明，他要给我们这样的一个君王，而且是祭司，也是做先知的。
In the Old Testament, we read all the prophecy regarding the coming Messiah.
所以我们在旧约里面，我们许多的先知书就是在讲我们将要来的这个弥赛亚。
In the New Testament, we see the fulfillment of all these roles that was given to Jesus.
所以在新约里面，我们看到这三个角色是怎样在新约里面主耶稣完成了这样的三个角色。
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
所以在启示录一章里面这样说道，并那诚实作见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
I think here in this one verse is prophet, priest, and king.
所以光从这一句话里面，我们就看到这里讲到了这位先知、祭司和君王。
Faithful witness is the prophet.
所以讲这个诚实做见证的，这是先知。
Firstborn from the dead is priest.
所以从死里首先复活的，这是祭司。
And naturally ruler over the kingdoms would be king.
所以下面作为世上君王元首的，这就是讲的是王君王。
You and I have freedom from sin because of the threefold office of Jesus Christ.
你和我，我们能够从罪中得释放。 完全都是我们的主耶稣，他有三个职分的角色的主耶稣基督。
Jesus is the greatest prophet because he revealed the most clearly God's word.
因为主耶稣他是最好的一个先知，因为他非常清晰的、清楚的将神的话向我们显明出来。Think
of a prophet as speaking to people, speaking about God in front of people.
所以你可以想象这位神的儿子，他能够在人的面前。
Because that's what a prophet does in front of people.
所以这也是做先知的人要在人的众人面前来讲述神的话。
But the priest speaks about people in front of God.
但是做祭司的，他是在神的面前替人来讲话。
In the Old Testament, a prophet was not a priest.
所以我们在旧约里面做这个先知的，他并不能做祭司。
And a king was neither a prophet or a priest.
所以做王的话, 他也不是先知，也不是祭司。
But sometimes two offices were combined.
但有的时候会有两个职分能够可能合在一个人的身
上。Moses was both priest and prophet.
摩西他就是又是先知，他也是祭司。
David was prophet and king.
但是大卫呢，他是也是先知，他也是王，这两个的合在一起。
Because David wrote the Psalms.
但是我们知道，大卫他写了许多的诗歌
，the Messianic Psalms.
许多赞美的。这个诗词
关于 Messiah
关于弥撒亚的诗词
Prophet and King
他在这里真是预言这位将要来的这位弥撒亚
But only Jesus is Prophet, Priest and King
所以只有耶稣基督他是先知而且祭司也是君王
Why do we need these three offices?
我们为什么需要这三个职分呢
Prophet to teach
我们需要这个先知来教导
Priest to intercede
所以我们需要祭司是做中保
King to rule and protect
我们而且需要王他是来治理和保护
So let us move beyond the realm of mere knowledge about Jesus and how do we apply these three truths today
所以让我们一起从这个只是我们认识主耶稣基督的这个表面上面比较粗浅上面能够真正的进入到他的深处
Moses wishes that we were all prophets
摩西他在这里讲他希望我们也都是先知
that we can be led by the Holy Spirit to discern what is true and what is false
所以我们靠着圣灵来带领我们我们能够在这里分辨什么是真什么是假
but this means we must know God's word otherwise how can we be prophets
如果没有神的话我们怎么样能够成为先知
we must read we must ponder we must understand
所以我们一定是要在这里读学或者思考神的话
to properly and skillfully apply
所以我们真正的能够确确实实的来运用神的话
just as all of us are prophets we are also priests we know that we've heard that so many times here we are all a priesthood
所以我们在这里讲到不但是全部都要是先知而且我们也是做祭司的因为在圣经里面也讲到我们这些人也都是做祭司。
We have access into the very presence of God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就是靠着我们主耶稣基督，我们能够在人和神的面前来做这样的见证。
Because He is our great High Priest.
因为主耶稣他是大祭司。
But we do not have a High Priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
在这里希伯来书第四章里面说到，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以罗马书十二章第一节和第二节
Living sacrifices.
所以讲的是我们要作为一个活祭献上
A daily sacrifice.
是作为每天要献上的
Not like when I first married my wife and my Mandarin wasn't good. I said, I want to be a 火鸡 I want to be a turkey.
不像我那时候刚刚跟我妻子结婚的时候我跟她讲的时候所以讲了火鸡我讲了火鸡
So I said, I want to be a living sacrifice. What is so funny about that? She said, you said turkey.
我当时想讲像用我的中文来跟她讲我是要作为一个活祭来献上但是我讲的口音的时候变成一个火鸡献上
Thanksgiving, very appropriate. Anyway, last page, don't worry, we're going to finish.
所以下面还有最后一页不用担心我马上会很快结束
The Bible calls every believer a king.
圣经告诉我们每一个相信神的人都是君王。
Where does it say that?
他说什么地方讲到这个里面
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
启示录这里讲到他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶脱离有古卷的作为他洗去的意思又使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司但愿荣耀全能归给他直到永永远远阿门
I don't know why the Chinese Bible doesn't say 国王, it says 国民, but anyway, the English says king.
我不知道这个中文里面为什么在这里讲到国民，没有讲到这国王的，因为英文里面确实讲到是王。
As one of the few Chinese words I know is my name is 王。
所以很少的几个中文字我实际上可以认识的，因为那个王的话，我能够认识，因为我姓王。
God was merciful, gave me a name with only four strokes.
所以神确实给我有恩典，让我的名字只有四个笔画。
We rule and reign with Christ as kings and priests.
因为我们和主耶稣一同作王。
Although elders and leaders have the responsibility of governing a church and disciplining, it is the kingship of believers which gives us the authority to vote and to choose our leaders.
虽然我们在讲的，如果在教会里面讲有长老或者是做带领的，他们在这里治理教会和管理，但是真正的是这些相信神的这些人在里面，他们可以使用在这里做王的权柄来选择这些长老们或者是做带领的教会。
So we say Jesus is the Lord of our church.
所以我们在这里讲为什么主耶稣他是我们教会的元首。
But we are also prophets, priests, and kings.
我们也同样一样和主耶稣一样，我们也是先知、祭司和王。
We also must participate and belong to the whole body.
所以我们也一定需要一起参与整个身体的功能。
So you see in this last verse I'm going to share with you from 1 Peter, it says, But you are a chosen generation, a royal, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, including being prophets, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以在彼得前书里面第二章这样讲到，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
This is how we can apply what we learn.
所以这就是为什么我们要怎样应用在我们所学到的。
Respond to Christ, the prophet of God.
所以我们今天在这里回应主耶稣基督，他是神的先知。
Obey his word.
我们要听从他的话。
Be prophets who speak his word.
所以我们要成为他的先知，是只讲他的话。
Our response to Christ as the priest of God.
我们怎样回应主耶稣基督，他是祭司呢？
To be merciful.
我们要怜悯人，
as he is merciful to us.
就像他这样的怜悯我们一样。
And I left out something.
我这里好像漏掉一个什么。
Also to know that as priests, we have now access to God. Do we take advantage of that access to God every day?
因为你知道作为祭司的话，你是能够来到神的面前的。 我们有没有抓住这一点？我们常常的来到我们的神的面前。
In what we do with our brothers and sisters, our friends, do we bring God into the conversation?
所以对我们弟兄姐妹怎么来说，对朋友，我们是不是把他们也一样带到神的面前？
And then the last thing, how to respond to Jesus as King? Worship Him.
所以再一个，怎么样来回应主耶稣他是王？我们是来敬拜他。
May God help us to worship not only in here, but every day.
所以帮助我们真正的敬拜他，不光只是在星期天，让我们每天都来敬拜他。
This is the last Sunday of 2015.
今天是我们2015年的最后一个主日。
I'm going to finish by 12:02.
所以我今天完成我今天的讲道在12:02。
Maybe you remember something of this.
你有可能会记得一点什么东西。
I didn't share too many points.
我并没有讲太多的点。Prophet,
priest, and king.
我讲的就是先知、祭司和王。PPK. 如果英文的话，就是英文三个字母就是P和PK.
We must be thankful for the year.
所以我们必须为我们所经过的这一年，我们先感谢。
I hope we all can truly look forward to 2016.
让我们大家都是很盼望的能够进入。 这个2016年
We have sorrow among us.
虽然在我们当中有许多的痛苦或者难处。
Our sister has gone to be with the Lord.
我们也有姐妹刚刚被神所接去。
And I was sad saying, why did it happen around Christmas time?
对我来说也是一个很难过的事情，为什么发生在圣诞节这个期间呢？
But if not for Christmas, we will be even sadder.
但是实际上看来，如果不是在圣诞节的期间的话，我们可能更加的沮丧。
Because it is Christmas, we have hope.
但是因为有圣诞节，圣诞这个时候，我们有了盼望。
We'll have a big party in heaven one day.
我们将来在天上会有一个非常好的大的庆祝。
So may God bless this church.
愿神祝福这个教会。
May God bless us.
愿神祝福我们每一位。
May we take hold of the promise that God is with us.
让我们真是得到神所应许给我们所有他的应许。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, there is a hymn that tells us if we are filled with mouths on our bodies, we would still not be able to praise you enough.
我们在天上的父，我们知道，诗歌是这样说：如果我们全身都是嘴巴的话，我们都不能完完全全的歌颂你的慈爱。
So help us with the mouth that we have to praise you more.
真是帮助我们，让我们的口能够在这里称赞你称颂你。
Not to be fake, but to be true.
真是让我们在这里的赞美不是只是表面上的，乃是真正的从心里的赞美。
Because as we understand more of who you are, we can praise you more sincerely.
因为只有当我们真正的认识你是谁的时候，我们才能够从心底里面来献上我们的感恩和赞美。
Thank you, our Lord, for coming to save us.
谢谢主，你来到世上来救我们
，giving us life, giving us hope.
又给了我们生命，给了我们希望
，giving us strength to face difficulty，
也给了我们力量，能够面对一切的难处。
Most of all, the power to be able to love，
特别是你给了我们有这样的能力、权柄来爱
，even when it's the last thing we want to do。
虽然对我们来讲，我们是最不愿意去做的
，help us Lord，
帮助我们，我们的主
，because in so doing we glorify you。
当我们这样行的时候，我们是要荣耀你的名。
We pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣大能的名。
Amen.
Amen.